بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، ما بعد. وقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. Continue with the lessons of Anwar al-Salah. Coming towards the end, and we don't have much time, but inshallah, how much Allah gives barakat and what Allah puts in the heart, what is necessary, inshallah, most important that we take the lesson that salah is that great, great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which will give us great honor, which will make our whole deen come right, which will make our whole dunya come right. And if we realize what salah is, a person will die, but he won't miss his salah. Under any circumstances, wherever he can be, salah will all the time be a priority in his life. Provided we realize and understand what a great, great honor, and we came to that part that now a person was as the closest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then in sajda, and according to how much he learned the ma'rifat of Allah, the recognition of Allah, and how much the greatness of Allah penetrated his heart, and according to how much he had contact with Allah ta'ala, and just as we come in the company of the mashayikh, we make our zikr regularly, then a person will appreciate now when he's in sajda, close, so to say, at the feet of Allah, according to his ability, according to his understanding, then it won't be numbers that I must read 3 times subhanallah, or must read 5 times subhanallah. Then according to his capacity and his marifat, he'll just be reading subhanallah, and thus our Hazrat explained, more so in our nafal ibadat. Then you'll see at the time of tahajjud, nobody will have to tell you, wake up for fajr. You'll get up for tahajjud already. And you want to be in close communion with Allah, which is called munajat, secret talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when a person comes to that posture, and now you enjoyed your talking with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now it is time to leave the darbar of Allah. But to remember that how did I reach this position that Allah allowed me to reach so close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person that's not worth anything. One filthy, dirty droplet of sperm from which Allah ta'ala made me, and then recognize how Allah made me. From that drop of sperm, Allah ta'ala made the material of my heart, which is so delicate, which is the king. From that droplet of sperm, Allah made my brain. From that droplet of sperm, Allah made my thick skull to protect my brains, etc. And then Allah didn't give me an empty head. Allah gave me a head full of brains, and Allah didn't leave my screws half loose. Allah taught my screws also properly. That nobody says you 5 bob short or something. And then don't go and look whether your wife's screws are in order. Check our own screws. And that is a person who realizes the value of namaz, that is the sign that his screws are in order. Otherwise, the less we show an interest in namaz, then that person, he won't have value in life also. And to get value in life, Allah Ta'ala has given us this great, great gift of salah, where you will reach the highest position, that now you will be Allahu Akbar. You will be like a king, loving like a king. When you met the kings of kings, and you build your contact with the kings of kings, now whatever you need, you don't have to ask anybody. Direct contact with Allah Ta'ala. Immediately, from your heart, you just talk to Allah Ta'ala. So Hazrat is saying, a few points before now, how we come, and now we have to leave the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in our final sitting posture. Before that, he reminds us of few points. Or Allahu Akbar kahe, is Allahu Akbar ke mazmoon ko isi tarah samjhe ke ek baar awwal mein samjhata. Ruku mein nazar paav par jamaye rakhe aur Allah ta'ala ki kibriyai aur barai aur apni zillat ka tasawwur kare. اور سجدہ میں ناک پر نظر رکھے اور اپنی حقارت اور خاکساری کا تصور کرے. And so Hazrat explained that now when you're getting up from your final ruku and your final sajda, and you're saying that Allahu Akbar, remember the first time how you have said that Allahu Akbar, you acknowledge Allah tu sab se bara hai, tera hukam sab se bara hai, Allah mein aap hi ko manta hu, aap hi ka manta, Allah only accept your law. No other law. If any other law crashes with your law, I don't give any attention to that. I only accept your greatness, O Allah. When a person realizes that, now it must be entrenched in his heart. And that tawheed, that oneness of Allah Ta'ala has to come into the heart.
So like is, one is you got the knowledge of deen. That is, you know, you got the whole map how to reach a place. You are alim-e-manzil, but you not yet baligh-e-manzil. So that is why ilm-e-nabuwat is necessary. But together with that, if you got the knowledge of nabuwat, you'll know the whole, you'll give salat in detail and also how to reach the highest rank close to Allah. But if you haven't got the nur of nabuwat, and thus you won't get from the kitab, thus you'll only get from the company of the mashayikh. And that is why, otherwise if you don't have the nur of nabuwat, with all the knowledge that you have, Allah will say, أَفَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَهَهُ هَوَاهُ وَضَلَّ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ. And we're seeing it today in today's time. Didn't you see that foolish idiot, that with knowledge he made his passion and his desires is God. So now you went astray, what is knowledge? In other words, he is trying to manipulate the laws of Allah. Whereas a person should realize, where Allah's laws start, all the brains of human beings come to an end. So don't try and use your logic when it comes to the laws of Allah. And don't try and manipulate the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise you'll change the laws and you'll fall into zindiq. You'll become off the path and you won't even know. And people also should be careful that who we are following. Not people want to change the laws of Allah ta'ala. That note, the jihad for example is a history fact in the Quran Kareem. It was only for the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Whereas Allah is saying yuqatilun. Yuqatilun according to the Arabic grammar is for present and future. And jihad has to be in the blood of a person till when you got tawheed and you see Allah's laws is broken, your blood will boil. You can't take it. And if you see they want to stop you from the obeying Allah's commands, you'll give your life. But you won't break the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So then a person will understand that in my private life, I must have long communication with Allah. When in public, don't show off my piety like the imam. That now you don't read a long namaz. There are other people, they got some other appointment, sick people, etc. Now you're reading 7, 9 tasbihs in sajda. And you're reading all long qirat. Everybody must see, I can also read like the imam of the haram. Whereas Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, read the sunnat qirat in namaz. And read namaz for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allahu Akbar, as Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught, sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. Perform namaz how you saw me performing namaz. And as we learned now, Muhammad Musa sahab showed us how to make wuzu also. Friend, this is practically, and till today the silsila is carrying on. So we can't make enough shukr that here we got our Hazrat who is teaching us with great concern and worry. It must go into my heart and it must go right into the crevices. Iman is not janne ka naam, to know. We can know about iman, give the best bayan about iman. Iman is manne, you must know about iman, as we will explain in front also. And that is why Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali says, when you got knowledge of deen, for every kilo of knowledge, you'll need 10 kilos of hilm, of tolerance. You'll have to know how to guide the people. Don't change the laws of Allah Ta'ala to suit the people and to fill your pocket. La tuharrimu ma harram Allah. So much so, Allah even told Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what we made halal, don't make haram. So nobody has got that authority. So when a person realizes, I had this great, great opportunity right at the feet of Allah, and Allah was showering with me unlimited bounties and me the most useless, the more you realize yourself, man arafa nafsa, faqad arafa rabba. The more you realize I'm one dirty, filthy droplet, that it comes out from my body and I feel uneasy. And I feel so dirty about, so realize that is why I am, what I am. And Allah is subhan, Allah is pure. And I acknowledge the purity, subhan rabbi al-a'la. Not only pure, Allah Ta'ala is always lofty. We go up and down in life. And so much so that Allah taught us, put your brains, your beauty, everything. Don't think that now I'm the Imam of Haram, I'm the Mufti, I'm the CEO of this company, I'm a minister, so I got know-how, I got contact. No, nothing works in a court only when you got contact with Allah. When you got this nisbah, this connection, and that is why it's so important to have this connection with the Ahlullah. Otherwise we see we got lot of knowledge of namaz, everything, but we are missing. You see, generally our Hazrat says, even in the Darloom, you'll find 2-3 serfs must book. People have come late. If we knew what this appointment is all about, you'll be long before Azan in the masjid. You'll never be late. You'll put all other appointments aside. And then look at Allah's kindness, Allah's great mercy now. Now you came to the end, and now like, and then as Hazrat explained at the end here in every lesson, he says, don't just think that you know the lesson. Make much that practice, read what Nafal Namaz and all those points that we have mentioned, that how we stand in front of Allah, what great humility, humbleness, not an outward show of humility. Humility is the condition of the heart. Like Hazrat says, many of us, we want to act like we humble, going slowly down in ruku. That is not humility. And that is not concentration and devotion. You have the fear of Allah in front of you. And you don't stand with your head bowed down. How, as he said, that where you have to keep your gazes, like now in sajda, don't keep your eyes closed. Try and look at the top of your nose. And then, Allahu Akbar, in ruku, you're looking at your feet, and look how useless am I, and how great is Allah, and how magnificent is Allah. As Hazrat was explaining a chapter on his own, if you look at your feet, and everybody's feet, how different, how great is Allah. How Allah has made all the different forms and all that. So anyway, now you came to the end, and remember, we always have to make mashq. And as you make mashq, you realize, I'm still far from reality of salah. This is the sign that you are progressing, that you make shukr, that Allah is giving me some amount of reality, concentration, and some amount of value of salah, but I'm still far from reality. And all my whole life I can make effort, we'll find at the end of salah, this is the reality. So now a person has to leave the court of Allah, like how you came in with great respect, you made salam, etc., and that's how Allah taught us, our sana. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. And according to how much marifat came in your heart, how much you made the zikr of Allah, how much you built this nisbat and connection with Allah, that is how much you enjoyed when you just surrendered. Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, you're the greatest. I am the person with the greatest filth and dirt on me. I got loads of sins. I can only surrender in front of you. Who else is going to give me amnesty besides you? وَمَنْ يَغْفِرُ الزُّنُوبَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. And you know my sins better than me. So Allah, I surrender. And I only want you. I don't even want both the world. Allah said, my banda, you have realized that you came in my court. There's nobody for you. And this is all to build that tawheed, that firm conviction that nothing can help. Nobody can do anything for me. I can't do anything myself. I can't lift a finger without the permission, without the will, without the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I can't even come for salah without the mercy of Allah. All the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam telling their people, وَمَا تَوْفِيقِ إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ. That also I'm calling you to Allah is not that I got the ability. This tawfiq Allah has given me. So a person realizes this. Now when you finish, you have to leave. You came in with respect. After all, it's not just the ordinary court. It's not just the Saudi royal court, which God knows honor in any case. This is the kings of kings. Allah Rabbul Izzat. Wa Rabbuka al-Ghani. Your Rabb is independent. But He's Zur Rahma. He's an embodiment of mercy. That's why He gave you the opportunity to come in His court. Otherwise, where are we deserving to come even in the house of Allah Ta'ala? Then to put our head in sajda, the highest position, that the more you realize you're the lowest, and you go and you put your head, brains, everything, and Allah gives you that few seconds that you feel the closeness of Allah, and then a buzruk says, apne kurb ka maza chakale. Oh Allah, give me that taste of your closeness. Fir ranje duri mein na kar mubtala. Now don't put me into that worry that now I will go a distance from you. And Allah doesn't distance us. We distance ourselves when we get involved in sin. Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi, the great lover of Allah, he says, as you build your marifat and your connection with Allah, and as Hazrat was stressing to us yesterday also and all these days, make our zikr, myself first, I'm telling me, we all should think of ourselves, make our zikr regularly, with concentration, and then see, Mawlana Rum Rahmatullahi says, when you get that one sajda now and then, and you feel the closeness of Allah, you will be prepared to owning all the countries, over 200 countries in the world, that one sajda is more valuable than that. And our Dada says, well, his poem, Jalsa-e Qurb-e Muhabbat. Just that Jalsa, how much we sit between the two sajdas. Now and then Allah gives you a taste that you're in sajda and you just see tears are rolling. And you just feel. And that is what Allahu Akbar. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you make guna, read Salatu Tawbah in such a way that you cry to Allah till you feel Allah will tell you, my banda, no, I have forgiven you. And now don't think of your past then. Now move ahead. Don't think of the past. That is what shaitan does. Take you back into the past. And that is what all the psychiatrists will do. Take you back into the past and make you worry of the future. Do what we have to do today. That we have to be the obedient slaves of Allah. And thus we come over and over this mazmoon, this topic comes from the beginning and the end. So anyway, jis waqt ye banda ardaas aur taazim aur arz-e haajat aur tasbeeh mawafiq apne hausle ke kar chuke to qabiliyat baithne ki hasil ki agar ke baithna samne aise badsha aalija ki tarah ke adab hai lekin mazmoon uska misal par is tarah samjhe ke ye baithna roo baroo apne sahib ke is waaste hai ke masalan jis waqt sahib paav apna daraz kare aur ye banda ke khidmat paapozi ki us par laazim hai baja laoge یا یہ کہ منتظر حکم کا ہے لیکن اس مقام کو بھی عبادت سے خالی نہ رکھنا چاہیے اللہ اکبر حضرت says here that now when you have recognized Allah, I'm the most useless, you are the most lofty, you are the most pure, you are most great, you have recognized the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you beg from Allah what you now wanted, our greatest need is dina sirata mustaqim. Oh Allah, always your focus, your tajalli of hadi on me every split moment, and you beg your needs, etc. And according to your ability, and according to your recognition of Allah, that's how much of the tasbih you read in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And not just fast, but enjoyment you read. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. That mera paaki bayan karta hu. Mera Rab ka, jo ali shan hai. I'm not just saying that my Allah is pure from any weakness. He's ali shan. He's the most lofty. Nobody can imagine what is the position of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now actually a person is not now allowed to sit in front of the king and spend extra time. But Allah says, never mind my banda. You have recognized, you acknowledge that you are my useless slave and I am the greatest. Never mind, I give you this opportunity. Sit few more minutes in my court. Allahu Akbar. How kind is Allah that now when you're sitting in your attahiyat position, it is actually you're not worth sitting there. But Allah gave you that opportunity. And now you realize why I'm sitting here. Not just that I sit in front of Allah and I'm happy that Allah gave me this opportunity. Now it is so to say that Allah Ta'ala will give me the opportunity. Allah is not human, but for us to understand. This is how Buzrugs have explained. So to say, Allah will stretch his legs and I want to make the khidmat of Allah. And where are we fit to make Allah's khidmat? But Allah Ta'ala shows that as a banda shows talab, that is how much Allah will give you. The more you desire, as we learn Hazrat teaching us, the more you make nafal namaz, Allah will make you his beloved. Allah will give you the opportunity to be close with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Oh, and that is also to realize that when we make the khidmat of Hazrat Shaykh, our Dada Shaykh says, if you want to learn to make the khidmat of Allah, make the khidmat of Allah wala. And don't think when the buzrugs, they stretch their legs, they allow us to press it, that they want us to do that. They giving us the opportunity to do that. We are actually in need of that. And they are allowing us to learn the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So like that, Allah gives us this opportunity. And the other most important thing is, Ya Allah, I realize that nothing, my life is only inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. All my ibadat, all my sacrifices, everything, my loving and dying is only for you, O Allah. So I'm going to love my life totally according to your command. So what's your next command? So when you're sitting in the attahiyat position, so to say you're waiting for the next command of Allah. Now Allah is saying, leave my darbar, fulfill the rights of your fellow human beings. Go home in a nice way. Treat your wife properly. Treat your family properly. Allah will teach you what when tawheed comes in the heart, then you'll become a real human being. You'll know how to be courteous. Not that now you dash out of the masjid, you came with a new car, now you're driving fast out. No, now you'll have etiquette, you'll have respect, you'll be walking like an insan. And this is what we have to become, that we come to realize this. But Hazrat says, even this posture that you're just sitting for Allah's command, don't sit just quiet. Be in ibadat all the time. And this is what Allah has created us, that liyabudun, to make the ibadat of Allah. In other words, make the zikr of Allah. When we walk out of the masjid, read the sunnah du'as again. And a person who's got connection with Allah, nobody will have to tell him now, okay, read your tasbih fatimi. Not only after asr, not only after fajr, but while you're walking out, you'll be reading. Instead of wasting, you won't be talking now. Now you'll be reading. And now also in that final posture when you're leaving, how to leave the court of Allah, what so much honor Allah gave us, that now in when we started salah, Allah taught us how to make salam. When we leave, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who brought us, who went for mi'raj, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is teaching us now how you leave the court of Allah. And this was the close conversation with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Allah Rabbul Izzat. The beloved and the most beloved and the lover, they were so close that today we know when you finish your nikah and now everybody is delaying. They taking so long for meals. When is my wife coming to my room? And when you're in your private room, and even your father have to call you for something, you're not hearing anybody that time. Yeah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that is lust mostly. It's not love, is outgoing. Allah doesn't need anything from us. Allah shows my banda, you realize that you're my slave. See what I'll give you. And you don't have to turn to anybody, anything you, when you got namaz in your life and tawheed penetrated and nisbat came, now you're not a beggar in anybody's court. You're not worried of anybody. You only turn to the kings of kings, Allah Rabbul Izzat. Your two rakats will change your life. Your two rakats will change your world. Even your wife, she won't have to be a slave of the husband. Husband don't have to be the slave of the wife. Automatically the wife will realize that Allah gave me this gift. You will realize she is a gift from Allah Ta'ala. So like that, now Hazrat says here, that when you get this opportunity for sitting now few more minutes extra in the court of Allah, don't keep it empty all the time. Now what you must present, how you should leave the court of Allah Ta'ala, خالی نہیں رکھنا چاہے کہ تحفہ درود اور سلام کا اور پڑھنا تشہود کا مقرر ہے. That here we are taught now that recite تشہود and then Allahu Akbar, then recite that special gift and present this gift which Allah loves. The greatest gift Allah loves is durood upon His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That Allah called His beloved. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought this gift, and even if we were not taught, it should be natural. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought this gift. How can? So now Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us, when Allah showered him with this great favors, and Allah says, take this gift, 50 salah. He said, Musa alayhi salam said, go tell Allah, my ummah didn't manage 2 salah. How is your ummah going to manage? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, out of kindness, went up and down, requesting for reduction, till it came to 5. When it came to 5, Musa alayhi wa sallam told him, still your ummah won't manage. He says, now I feel ashamed. I'll be happy with the 5. Allah Ta'ala says, وَلَن تَجِلَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَبْدِيلًا وَلَن تَجِلَ لِسُنَّةِ اللَّهِ تَحْوِيلًا. Allah promised you 50, Allah gave you discount, but Allah won't change His word. For every 1 salah you performing, you'll get 10 salah sawab. So as if 24 hours we're in the court of Allah, but we can't come for 1 salah, or we're coming late, then how sad it is my condition. It looks that it shows that I'm spiritually very weak. I might be the best alim in the world, but if I'm missing my takbir-e-ula, sometimes it might happen that you just couldn't help it. Stomach was working all of a sudden, that is understood. A rare emergency, but regular, I'm just missing. And like Hazrat explains, when I'm not the imam, then I'm not even, I'll come last when the salam is taken. That is not, that shows that noor of Nabuwat never come. You know the road to Allah, you still haven't reached Allah. When you reach Allah, now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he had this opportunity, see how he left the court of Allah. At-tahiyyatu lillah, wa-salawat, wa-tayyibat, as-salamu alayka ayyuhan nabiyyu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Allahu Akbar. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started reading the greatest praises of Allah. At-tahiyyat, O Allah, all my verbal praises, whatever I can utter, what ability you gave me, verbal praises, at-tahiyyatu lillah, only for you, O Allah. And this is the interpretation of that ayat, inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. O Allah, acknowledge, my life is for you, I give you my life. As Kamru Zaman says so beautifully, that think in the morning, what is my object? Maksude man tu wa radai tu. My object is you, O Allah. You gave me my life, so my life is for you. But how you pleased with my, how you will be pleased that I give you my life. Not we say we give my life to Allah, but we doing some other form of ibadat. Or we think I'm very busy in social welfare work, and I'm showing the whole world on TV, and I'm even missing my salah in between. That is not pleasing Allah. That is you think I'm doing lot of deen work, but you're doing absolutely the opposite. So here Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At-tahiyyat, all my verbal praises. What tayyibat, Allahu Akbar, all my physical praises, whatever you give me the ability of my body, whatever I do, Allah. So thus we learn that every harkat of ours, every movement, whether we're moving, whether we're sitting, and that is what Allah says, the ulul albab, alladhina yazkuruna Allah qiyaman wa qu'udan wa ala junubihim, those who have recognized Allah all the time, they'll be in tasbih, they'll be in tahmid, even when they're sitting with their wives and talking, it's Allah's gift. That is also ibadat. It's not that you just waste and then you won't talk about ghibat, making somebody else talk about, you'll be joking with your family, making them happy, but talk about deen. And you'll see when you talk about deen with your children, they'll start playing that kind of games also. That now that the namayya took place, or we were walking around the Kaaba Sharif. Otherwise we say, oh Allah, I acknowledge, you gave me this life, but now we buy for our children dolls. And we buy for them all this kind of toys. And then we get astonished. Look at this walkie-talkie doll, how it's talking. But Allah made you, you're not astonished. Allahu Akbar. So anyway, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, what salawat, all my bodily ibadat, what tayyibat, all only for you. And look at Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzat, who we are slaves of Allah, we belong to Allah, we don't deserve anything in return. Allah says, my system is jaza of wifaqa. What you do, immediately I'll give you the recompense. Immediately Allah said, oh my beloved Nabi, you have realized and acknowledged that your whole life is for me. In return, Allah said, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At-tahiyyat. Allah replied, As-salamu alayka. Your verbal praises, what comes out from your mouth, so I will send peace upon you. Your life will become peaceful when namaz comes in our life. Then see all the wadis automatically. You'll be in sickness. You'll have a financial problem. But you won't go into depression. Allah will give you peace. And you'll be making the zikr of Allah. Istighfar, durood. So Allah replied to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Can you imagine this dialogue between the lover and the beloved? Allahu Akbar. Allah salamu alayka. Ayyuhan nabiyu. And Allah addressing his beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Oh my beloved Nabi. Now you acknowledge all this for me. And Allahu Akbar. And in any case, we as insan, we can do as much, we won't able to reach that where we have to give Allah. Allah Ta'ala is beyond. Ma abadnaka haqqa ibadatik. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, after all this, he acknowledged, oh Allah, we can't worship you as your greatness is. We don't have a ability of that. So Allah Ta'ala says, the more you admit your uselessness, the more Allah favors you. The more, as Hazrat explained yesterday, Allah, give me this reality. Man tawaza lillah, rafal. Whoever humbles himself for Allah, Allah raises such people. Immediately Allah sends salamati on us. And thus Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam brought this gift. We all should be presenting this to Allah Ta'ala. And when we say this, assalamu alayka, just think Allah from our side also, shower these blessings upon Nabi Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when you saying that, Allah is saying, I will give you peace also in your life. If you make your tongue accustomed to the zikr of Allah, you'll see I'll send peace upon you. And then you said, all your bodily ibadat is for me. In return, what I'll give you? Wa rahmatullah. Allah's special mercies will come upon you. And what is rahmat? Tawfiq-e-sa'ad. Now you'll be in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala all the time. that you own, your life will rotate according to namaz. You just left the masjid, you say, what time is asr? I mustn't miss for asr. Where are we going somewhere? You check your timings, all that. So Allah will send your bodily ibadat you give for Allah. Allah is giving you mercies, rahmat. And what can be said? Through the barakat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're getting that rahmat that Allah gave and poured upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Although not according to that level, we can't reach. But realize through the sadqa of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we're getting all the special mercies of Allah. And Allah ta'ala says, and you say all your monetary ibadat, what tayyibat, all your wealth, you know it belongs to Allah. Allah gave it to you and said, never mind, say it's yours. But you spend what we gave you. And when you spend, we'll say you spend and we'll put it in your account of akhirat. So don't be scared to spend. And when you spend, everybody wants barakat. And look how Dada Shaykh explained this point so beautifully. Allah, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, At-Tahiyyat, Allah revealed the singular, As-Salaamu Alaikum. When Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Was-Salawat, all my bodily ibadat, Allah revealed singular, Wa-Rahmatullah, Allah's mercy. Now when it came to wealth, we all want the tail to be running. And we think that is actual barakat. That barakat is actually what Allah gives you little, but you'll do a lot of work with it. And you won't be greedy about it. So Allah says, Wabarakatu. Our Dada Shaykh stresses it also, that Allah will give you barakat. Allah will give you lot of blessings. Now you'll realize, if I want barakat in my life, let me spend my life for Allah. Make my object of life is the slave, to be the slave of Allah. Not my object of life is my shop. I'm too busy now. Let me finish this customer, then I'll go for namaz. Then all that money you could have had, 100,000, but you weren't able to do what a pious person does with 1,000, you weren't able to, and that is barakat. Barakat is not lot, it's not quantity, it's little, and Allah will give you what you will do, you can't imagine. And as Hazrat explained, and then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allahu Akbar, look at that, beloved and lover talking, when you at your beloved first night, you're not even thinking of your mother or anybody. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't leave out his ummah. Immediately Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, As-salamu alayna wa ala ibadillahi s-salihin. Oh Allah, the salam upon my whole ummah, upon all of us. And particularly, ala ibadillahi salihin, my pious servants of Allah. And Hazrat taught us, if we want to fall into the register of the pious servants, just start with tahajjud namaz. Our Dada Shaykh says, by Allah, there's a register of all the pious. And whose name is in there? Those who read tahajjud. He says, if you're not getting up 3-4 o'clock in the morning, your name is not on top of the list. Just start your tahajjud after your isha. You read your isha namaz, your 2 rakat sunnat, tahajjud time started, you are in the masjid. Read that 2 rakat nafal with the intention of tahajjud. Your name will come there. And what will be the barakat? All the people in the world that are making namaz, Haram Sharif, 8 million people, Masjid Al-Aqsa, wherever, all of them are making dua for you. Even your enemy who's got a court case against you, but he doesn't know, you in the register of the pious, and he's saying, Wa ala ibadillahi salihin. That, oh Allah, you send all these blessings, and this barakat, and this peace upon all the pious servants. When the malaika saw this meeting of Allah, they were shocked. And they were taken aback. Oh Allah, what is your greatness? And see your slave, how humble he is. You made him the king of both the world. You made him some Sayyidul Anbiya. And he's showing us how to be the slave of Allah. That we nothing. Immediately they acknowledge, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. Oh Allah, we testify. There is nobody as great as you. There is nobody for us, only you. And wa ashhadu anna. And we testify, anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasulu. That verily Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the greatest position, your slave. And then he is your messenger. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came to teach us how to love like slaves. After namaz, you acknowledge this. Now don't go, you're going home to have meals and you're sitting on the table and chair. And you're eating with a fork and knife as Hazrat X. You acknowledge that the greatest slave was Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we're going to follow Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We're going to obey your command. And you just leave the masjid and you're breaking the laws of Allah. So like is mentioned here, that realize now all the time we have to reiterate the pledge you made with Allah. You learn Tawheed in the beginning. Allahu Akbar and Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. And Allah made us all the time reaffirm, Iyaka na'bud wa iyaka nasta'in. Oh Allah, we'll only worship. I'm only your slave. I'll only humble myself in front of you. So much so our Dada Shaykh teaches, when you make your call in namaz, how we fasten our hands, that is not permissible in front of anybody only besides Allah. So even if we're standing, he says, you never yet start namaz, don't make your hands like that. Don't stand with your hands like this in front of your sheikh or anybody. It's not permissible. We are the slaves of Allah. So anyway, Allah Hazrat explains all this. Then he says, now to come out of namaz, and this the masala also we should know. Not that now I'm a great Sufi, but I don't even know to sit in attahiyat position, what is the masala? He says, or baitna attahiyat, kada pe pichle mein, bakadre parne attahiyat ke farz hai. To sit in the last sitting position, to the duration that you will read the attahiyat, that is farz. And to sit in the, or baitna, and to sit in the first qaida, that is wajib. And to read at-tahiyyat is wajib. To sit the duration in the last, if it's a 4 rakat namaz, in the second sitting. If it's a 2 or 4 rakat in the first sitting, that is wajib, it's necessary. If you must sit out, learn the masail, you'll have to make sajda, sahwa, etc. Now he says, to come out of namaz, assalamu alayka bahar, the action of coming out is farz. That is to come out of the namaz, like how the woman folk, when they're leaving the house, they say, we're coming just now, but the outdoors don't stop. Half an hour and you waiting, it's just carrying on. Ya Allah Ta'ala has taught us through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you presented your attahiyat, but where can my namaz be accepted in the court of Allah? What will bring the mercy of Allah down? Talk and praise the beloveds of Allah, and that is the adab of dua. That first praise Allah Ta'ala, then praise His beloved, and who could be more beloved than Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? And then make your tawbah istighfar. So now Allah gave us this great gift that presents us durood and salam upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And before you even came in the court of Allah, you already were reading the dua in your jadu, in your mind, when you come into the masjid. Now Allah, my direction is only to you. I turn away all my direction, everything to you. Reiterate if you know the ayat, inna salati wa nusuki, that Allah, everything is only for you now. Now, Allahu Akbar, how beautifully the mashayikh have mentioned, durood is that ibadat. After all the long and short discussion of all the great ulama, they said, as-salat ala nabi mustajabun qat, that the salat on Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, under any circumstances, Allah accepts it fully. And so now our namaz cannot be accepted. When you read durood, Allah will take it to that stage of acceptance. And beautifully, as Hazrat taught us yesterday, Allah tells us to read durood. But Allah says, what you can read durood? You tell me and I will do it for you and I will count it in your account. And we not doing a favor to recite durood. It's actually a favor upon us. So what we are taught, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallaita ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. That, oh Allah, you send your special, special mercies on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that time we're supposed to be thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you made your connection with Allah, your connection can only come through Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that connection can only come through your sheikh and the mashayikh. Then you'll be able to be thinking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then durood will be part of your life. In namaz now you'll enjoy. As if you write it, Rauza e Pak. And you say, oh Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make dua. Allah accepts my ibadat, which is so useless. So Allah Akbar, the pious servant, one of Fazlur Rahman Ganj Muradabadi says, actually you're telling Allah, pyar kar, make love with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And send, shower your special mercies upon him. And every second Allah is raising the position of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we are begging, and we also now part of that great investment, that we also join this great company, that we begging Allah, send special mercies upon your beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And send that special salam, keep him peace all the time. And this is such a ibadat, yet you between two kareems. Allah is kareem and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is kareem. You're saying Allahumma and Muhammad. So you in between. So what mercies you'll get. And so like how you send to Ibrahim, that is just a sample. So that means what durood and salam, what special mercies and special the peace that will come on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is far more greater than Ibrahim alayhi salam. You got a sample, you're showing the cloth merchant, I want this kind of cloth. That is a small piece. When you buy, he's giving you 5-10 meters. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the mercy that Allah got. And that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah is standing every split moment like that we in front of Haram. But if we didn't remove the veil and take away all the darkness of sun and marifat, we'll go right to Hosea Park and we won't get the mercy of Allah. Where it's falling in torrent, if we go with this connection, then we went without a beard, we'll come back with a beard. Our family came out without, went without parda, she'll tell you, I want to wear parda. Otherwise, we'll go without outer beard, we'll come back without a beard. And we'll come back with big arguments also. So like this, wa Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad, wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad, kama sallayta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim, wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim, innaka hamidun majid. Oh Allah, you are the most praiseworthy. You are the most honored. Even if we don't praise you are still so great, but you allow us to praise you. And then Allahumma barik, Allah send special barakat, special blessings upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Sayyidina Ibrahim. Wa ala ali Sayyidina Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. How you have sent special mercies on Ibrahim alayhi salam, that was just the sample. Now send that special and great barakat and mercies upon our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam through the barakat of durood and the tawheed that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam brought. And that is the iman we have to have. Not just interfaith iman. The iman that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. The Islam that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam taught us. That tawheed must come in my heart. Now when you got that connection with Allah, you're not scared for anybody in the world. You know Allah is there. The kings of kings is there for me. And then at the end of salah, he teaches us, one dua is after namaz, you read, Anta Allahumma Anta Salam. But when you're ending the your salam, realize, oh Allah, I made a mess. The greatest teacher, Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the greatest student, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, whose namaz could be better than the greatest ummati, Sayyidina Abu Bakr. He asked, oh Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now after I read your durood upon you, how do I come out of namaz? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught him this dua, Allahumma inni zalamtu nafsi zulman kathira. Oh Allah, I made the biggest oppression on you. You allowed me in your court. I'm absolutely useless. And I just made a mess of my namaz. If you are not concentrating, Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Shaykh Muhammad Madani Rahmatullah Ali says, for concentration and devotion, even if the end of your namaz, you just thought for a moment, I'm in the court of Allah, that namaz will still be passed. But what is the bad? It will just be fast. But when you increase your namaz and you're thinking and you realize, and Maulana Masihullah Rahmatullah Ali says, when you do this effort of namaz and you realize as you're doing it, I'm deficient. The day you think my namaz was the best, that's the worst namaz. So you say, Allah, I made the greatest oppression in Islam to nafsi, faghfirli, please forgive me. Fa innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta. There is nobody that can forgive me besides you. And then after that, Allah still allowed us to make dua after namaz and beg, Rabbana atina. So what a great gift. And we have to do this mashq all the time and all the time connection with the pious servants of Allah. And then a person, it's impossible he can mask namaz. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.